My name is Ying Zhang. I'm a senior scientist from Santa Nevada Health District. If you're not familiar with our agency, we are located in Kerr County, Nevada, and have a jurisdiction area of over 8,000 square miles, about four Delawares combined, including the city of Las Vegas and four other adjacent cities. We serve more than 2 million residents, which represent about 3/4 of the state of Nevada total population. And additionally, we are safeguarding the health of more than 42 million visitors to Las Vegas every year. My talk today is about a health intervention program we implemented among elementary and high school students in Clark County. The intervention was designed based on the concept of CrossFit. The goal of the intervention was to improve students' physical fitness. This project was funded by CDC's Partnerships to Improve Community Health, known as PAGE Grant. I'm required to put this disclaimer here, basically saying whatever I say here today, CDC is not responsible for it. We have seen in literature repeatedly that regular physical activity in childhood and adolescence is essential for health growth and development, as well as to combat overweight and obesity. Clark County doesn't really have a high obesity rate compared with national average. However, as in other places, the rates of overweight and obesity are increasing in Clark County. The 2015 BRFSS data showed about two-thirds of adults in Clark County were either overweight or obese. And we had another survey that was done in 2015 to 16 that showed about one-third of the children entering kindergarten in Clark County were already overweight or obese. CrossFit is a novel training that emphasizes constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity. The small pictures at the bottom of the slides illustrate some typical functional movements in CrossFit. It has grown in popularity in recent years and shown effectiveness in increasing physical fitness among adults. However, we don't have any knowledge about whether and how much the CrossFit functional fitness program is effective in school-based settings. The PAGE grant allowed the Santa Nevada Health District and the Clark County School District to integrate CrossFit-based functional fitness activities to required and elective physical education courses, which means we pay for the PE teachers to get certified in CrossFit and provide basic equipment for their classes. We have implemented the courses among two cohorts of elementary and high school students during school years 2015 to 16 and 2016 to 17. We had 34 schools total participating in the first cohort, 8 of which were middle schools. But because all the middle schools are at year-round schedule, students can only receive the intervention for one semester compared with like 1 year intervention at elementary and high schools. To avoid confusion, data from middle schools are not included in my presentation today. The purpose of this study was to evaluate the effectiveness of first year intervention in improving physical fitness among elementary and high school students. Our evaluation had two components, actual use assessment and innovative evaluation. Basically, that means actual use assessment means it's a process evaluation, and the innovative evaluation means it's an outcome evaluation. For the actual use assessment part, we used the System for Observing Fitness Instruction Time, SOFIT, as our evaluation instrument. The recording form is shown on the right of this slide. For this project, we are mainly concerned about students' fitness activity levels, which is actually the first column of the recording form. And you can see it's coded 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 means lying down, 2 means sitting, 3 means standing, 4 means walking or equivalent moderate physical activity, and 5 means activities more vigorous than walking. Percent of class time devoted to moderate to vigorous physical activity was calculated at the end of the observation period. four high schools and two elementary schools were randomly selected from their tiers and were observed in three cycles during school year 2015 to 16. In each cycle, our assessors went to each school for a week and observed nine class sessions on 3 days during the week. In order to assess the outcome of the intervention, the fitness gram measures were selected to examine the following indicators: body composition, measured by height and weight, and hence calculated BMI, muscular strength and endurance, measured by the number of curl-ups and push-ups completed at a specified pace, flexibility, measured by inches accomplished in the sit and reach test, and aerobic capacity, measured by time used to run 1 mile, adjusted for age, gender, and BMI. We used repeated measure design for the outcome evaluation portion. Pre and post-intervention data were collected by certified CrossFit teachers. Pre-intervention measurements were taken in September and October 2015, and the post-intervention measurements were taken in April and May 2016. Each student was assigned a unique ID, allowing their two-time measurement to be matched. Because of the non-normal distribution of the sample data, we used Wilcoxon signed rank test to examine the difference of each fitness gram measure between pre- and post-intervention. Here are the results of our process evaluation. Throughout the school year, our elementary schools spend about 30 to 40% of their class time on moderate to vigorous physical activities. High schools spend about 60 to 70% of their class time on moderate to vigorous physical activities. A note from field is that elementary schools usually have bigger class size, much bigger class size, normally 60 to 80 students, and I see over 100 in some classes in one class. While high school PE teachers, they usually only need to manage about 20 students in one class. Also, considering the age difference between the two groups, the time spent on moderate to vigorous physical activity, the difference between these two groups is not surprising to us. Now it's the outcome for the outcome of the intervention. So we had over 4,000 student participants from 10 elementary schools and almost 3,000 student participants from 16 high schools. 41% of elementary school students and 63% of high school students completed both pre- and post-measurements. Considering the amount of work it took for the PE teachers to collect all the fitness gram data, and also considering very frequent student migration inside and out of Kerr County School District, we are actually pretty satisfied with the completion rates, even if it may seem low for other places. Now to answer the real question, did CrossFit make our kids fitter? On the left is the fitness gram data from elementary schools. On the right is the fitness gram data from high schools. Blue bars are pre-intervention measurements. Red bars are post-intervention measurements. The asterisk above the bars means there was a significant difference between pre and post for the specific measurement. So we can see elementary school students had significant changes in their muscular strength and endurance. They had about 29% improvement in push-ups and 44% improvement in curl-ups. High school students had significant changes in their muscular strength and endurance, flexibility, and aerobic capacity. Neither group had a significant change in their BMI. So this project is still ongoing. Tomorrow is half-day school. Will be the last day of the school year 2016-17, and we are expecting to receive the second cohort data anytime now. The first year data showed at least some short-term benefits for students, to participate in the CrossFit-based functional fitness program. The ultimate change we're expecting in BMI probably will need longer-term follow-up. The difference in effectiveness among elementary and high school students suggested interventions should be tailored in formats or intensity for different age groups. For example, maybe we should incorporate more game playtime in class at elementary schools to allow them to engage all at the same time, instead of having other kids sitting there taking turns to participate in certain activities. And I want to acknowledge our collaborators in this project. It has really been an enjoyable experience working with all of them and also presenting here. And that's the end of my presentation. I will appreciate all the questions at the end, very end of session.